Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Fort McMurray Matters, keeping you connected to our community.
Brought to you by Fort McMurray Orthodontics and Cooper & Company Law Firm
on Mix 103.7.
Welcome to another edition of Fort McMurray Matters. Good afternoon. I'm Jaron Vecchio. And on today's show, we're going to be hearing from the president of Campbell's Music as the store is set to close down in August. But before we get into that, joining me over the phone right now is Doug Schweitzer, who is the Minister of Justice and Solicitor General for Alberta.
So first off, Minister, I appreciate taking a couple of minutes. Unfortunately, we couldn't have you on the show last Friday, but we're having you on twice this week. And the one topic I was hoping to chat about, just to start off with, is COVID-19. Specifically when it comes to things like fines that the province has brought in. And we've been seeing that the numbers have been on the rise across the province. Dr. Dina Hinshaw had mentioned the curve is no longer flat. Maybe just to kind of start off, your thoughts on just seeing all these numbers, I guess, rise across the province.
Well, I think the biggest thing is that it's a reminder that this pandemic is still here and that we all need to continue to be vigilant. We've all worked so hard and made a lot of sacrifices this spring to bring the numbers down, to keep everyone healthy and safe, and to allow us to reopen our society and businesses. And we just have to continue to be diligent. This thing can spread quickly, and Albertans need to remind themselves that, you know what, we want our kids to go to school. That's the plan for this fall. We want to keep our society open. That means that we need to, you know, be diligent where you have to wear masks. If you have to keep your space from each other. It's just so important to make sure we keep those numbers down. Mm-hmm.
Can you talk about the fines that were introduced? I know it's been a few months now, but the province has introduced some fines for those who are maybe not following these measures.
Well, and when it comes to fines, we do have fines in place, and that is meant to be kind of a last resort in this whole process. I mean, we really want to make sure we educate and we keep people, you know, informed. We've done this in our courthouses. For example, it's required if you go into a courthouse in Alberta, the judges made the decision that they want people wearing masks. And when the sheriffs talk to people when they come in the door, we've had no real instances of people pushing back on that. So it's really making sure that we continue to work with people, educate them, and making sure that we have these health, you know, orders respected.
Okay, so you did mention that fines are a last resort. However, because the numbers are going up quite extensively across the province, are you maybe encouraging more municipalities to maybe lean towards fines to hopefully discourage more people from, you know, disregarding these measures?
Well, we're seeing patterns of, you know, spread in certain circumstances. So I think it's really making sure that we're targeted in how we're approaching our education around, you know, being safe in the pandemic. And that's around younger people. The number, the growth in young Albertans that are come down with COVID has grown quite a bit. So making sure that we let them know that they're not invincible, that, you know, their parents and their grandparents are vulnerable potentially to the pandemic more so than a young person. And but yet young people can still have severe consequences as well. So we need to make sure we do a better job, you know, continuing to educate those younger people, targeting our messaging to them to make sure that they behave and respect the fact that we have health workers in place.
So the thoughts right now still are that let this be a learning experience, but hopefully, you know, the idea that a fine could come should hopefully deter people from, you know, not following them.
Well, I think too, I'm not sure if you felt it, but I've sure felt it. There's some fatigue that comes with, you know, going through this pandemic. You want to get back to normal, but just seeing what's happened, you know, coming out of Canada Day and now into July, we've seen the numbers go up. And it's a reminder that we have to be diligent in our day-to-day lives. And that, you know, as particularly as we head into the fall when more and more activities go indoors, and that's where it's even more, it's even more important that continue to respect the health orders. It's one thing when you're outside and you can push this a little bit. And once you go indoors, yeah, this virus spreads quickly. So we have to make sure we continue to clean, wash our hands, do all those smart things that we all know what to do. And just sometimes you're a little tired, but you got to keep doing them. And that's what we're encouraging Albertans to do.
I know, obviously, it would be kind of tough just to have the numbers because obviously overseeing the entire province. But has it been safe to say that, you know, the majority of, let's specifically talk about businesses, have been, you know, at least following the measures? I don't think there's been too many big fines that have been handed out across the province.
Well, you know what? It's really a credit to the entrepreneurs in Alberta. And, you know, I got to give a shout out too to our local MLAs there, Leila Goodridge and Tanny Yao. I mean, they've been strong advocates with their local business community to make sure they have the tools and resources necessary. You know, we as a government, we've given out millions of masks to Albertans so that way if they go into a business that has, you know, close proximity, they have masks available to them. And it's really just making sure that, you know, they continue to work hard. We haven't had too many instances of people reporting businesses. Right out of the gate, we did when people weren't quite sure what the new normal would look like. Mm-hmm. But recently, it's actually looked pretty good. And the businesses have put in place the plexiglass where needed. They're protecting their cashiers. You know, they're cleaning. Whenever I go into a grocery store, there's somebody there cleaning the, you know, the till for self-checkout. So I'm encouraged by the steps that our businesses have taken.
We're going to take our first break here on Fort McMurray Matters, but don't go anywhere, as coming up after the break, we're going to continue our talk with Doug Schweitzer, Minister of Justice and Solicitor General for Alberta.
We'll return in a moment to Fort McMurray Matters.
Brought to you by Fort McMurray Orthodontics and Cooper & Company Law Firm.
On Mix 103.6. We're back to Fort McMurray Matters.
Brought to you by Fort McMurray Orthodontics and Cooper & Company Law Firm.
On Mix 103.7.
Welcome back to Fort McMurray Matters. Once again, I'm Jaron Vecchio. And if you're just tuning into the show right now, we're talking with Doug Schweitzer, Minister of Justice and Solicitor General for Alberta. And Minister, before the break, we are talking about COVID-19 and just reminding residents that fines could be are possible if they do not follow certain measures against the virus. This includes having social gatherings that are over the limit. So if you're looking for more information about COVID-19 and all the measures you need to follow, make sure you head to the Mix News page. But Minister, just staying on the COVID-19 topic, and is there any concern at the province as we head into the long weekend? We did see a spike in numbers ever since the Canada Day long weekend earlier this month. So is there any concern from the province, maybe a message to residents?
Well, the biggest thing, we want people to enjoy themselves. We have some amazing weather right now. You know, summer is short in Alberta sometime. So get outside while you can. But make sure when you're outside, be responsible. You know, maintain physical distancing. If you're going into, you know, into a store and you can't maintain distancing, make sure you wear a mask. Some cities are bringing in some mandatory mask provisions right now as well. So if you're traveling places like Calgary and Edmonton starting this weekend, you know, you have to wear a mask inside certain stores. So just make sure, be responsible. We all are in this together. You know, we want to make sure our schools can continue to open this fall. We all want to make sure we can keep our businesses open. So just act responsibly over this long weekend.
Mm-hmm. When it comes to masks, and has the province thought about making mandatory masks or mask mandatory, maybe implementing different fines for people who maybe aren't wearing masks when needed?
Well, we're following the guidance of our chief medical officer on this, and we're educating people. I mean, we've handed out millions of masks to Albertans. We're encouraging mask use, particularly in situations where you're inside and you can't maintain physical distancing. So we're encouraging all Albertans to, you know, wear masks, you know, where appropriate. And, you know, there's certain cities it might make sense to have a mask bylaw. I mean, you got bigger cities with, you know, big high-rise towers, and it's very difficult to socially distance in those environments. So we're leaving, you know, that mandatory element to the local level so that they can make their own decisions of what's right for their community. But for us as a province, we're encouraging mask use where appropriate.
All right. Well, we just ended the, the legislature. There was a lot of bills that were passed. One of them was hoping to chat about was in regards to election reform. What can you tell us about this bill?
Well, we're bringing in the ability to have referendums in Alberta. Plus, we also brought in a bill that allowed us to hold, will allow us to hold Senate elections next year. So we're bringing the largest democratic reform packages in the modern history in Canada, to be honest. We have a whole bunch more coming this fall around recall, the ability to recall an elected official, as well as citizens' initiatives, which will allow Albertans to get their policy ideas on a ballot in Alberta. So lots to come. The Premier has given us a mandate to make sure we bring forward the most robust democratic reform package in modern history, as well as fixed election dates, making sure that we have specific dates for elections in Alberta. Mm-hmm.
The Senate election, is it, I guess, correct me if I'm wrong, but previously, weren't senators just appointed, not elected?
Well, we have a history in Alberta of electing senators. So right now, Senator Doug Black and Senator Scott Tanis were elected directly by Albertans.
Okay.
And that's what we're going back to having that practice in our province. And that legislation expired under the NDP. They didn't believe in elected senators. But we do, as a United Conservative Party, believe that senators should be elected directly by Albertans. We'll hold that election, and then we'll send to Ottawa the list of nominees that Albertans have chosen.
Mm-hmm. Was there any other bills that maybe caught your eye that maybe Albertans should maybe have some more information about?
Well, you know what? We passed 34 bills, so it was a very busy legislative session. But a lot of the focus was on making sure we can have an economic recovery in Alberta. So we had red tape reduction initiatives to make sure our businesses could be competitive. We also were lowering the tax rate as well. So job creation tax cut is down to the most competitive rate in all of Canada now. It's one of the most competitive rates in North America. It should create over 50,000 jobs here in our province. And the one thing I heard loud and clear from Albertans is that they want to make sure that they have a future here in our province. They want to know that they can have jobs, and that's where our government is focused on.
All right. Well, before I let you go, Minister, I'm assuming you're probably not aware, but I just want to get your thoughts on this. But we've been getting reports from a lot of public, different members of the public, of reported hate crimes up here in Fort McMurray. Just a lot of anti-immigration posters being left on vehicles / tires. One person had a quote, "Keep Canada White" poster glued all over their vehicles. I'm assuming you may not be too familiar with it, but just your thoughts about hearing that, and maybe if the province may be looking in to see if there's anything they can do to help.
You know what? It's just completely unacceptable in a society like we have. We have freedom of choice. You know, so many of our ancestors came here because of the freedoms that Canada offers all of us. So this is completely unacceptable. There's no place for racism in our society. Racism is one of the greatest evils in all of the world. So we have to make sure that we combat it. We are bringing in place measures as well to combat racism, as well as we're reviewing our police act as well to make sure that our policing practices are respectful, and making sure that we have the police oversight as well that's accountable to Albertans. So yeah, there's absolutely no place for this. If people see it, make sure you report it, and it's completely unacceptable in Alberta.
All right. Well, Minister, is there anything else you'd like to add? Maybe we didn't have a chance to chat about.
No, I just appreciate you always taking the time to listen, and appreciate the opportunity.
All right. Well, Minister, as always, we appreciate when you come on the show every week, and enjoy your upcoming long weekend, and stay safe out there.
All right. You too.
Once again, that was Doug Schweitzer, Minister of Justice and Solicitor General for Alberta. We're going to take our first break here on Fort McMurray Matters, but don't go anywhere, as coming up after the break, we're going to be talking with the president of Campbell's Music, as the store is set to close its doors next month.
We'll return in a moment to Fort McMurray Matters.
Brought to you by Fort McMurray Orthodontics and Cooper & Company Law Firm.
On Mix 103.4. We're back to Fort McMurray Matters.
Brought to you by Fort McMurray Orthodontics and Cooper & Company Law Firm.
On Mix 103.7.
Welcome back to Fort McMurray Matters. Once again, I'm Jaron Vecchio. And joining me over the phone right now is Mike Allen, who is the president of Campbell's Music.
So first off, Mike, I appreciate you taking a couple of minutes, and I know it's been an emotional time for you over the last couple of days, as you've announced that Campbell's Music will be, unfortunately, closing its doors. It's going to be a tough question. It's probably the toughest question I'm going to ask, but can you just share what's going through your mind right now as, like I said, it's coming to an end?
You know, as we are going through this process, and quite frankly, it was announced a little bit earlier than we anticipated as word got out, and we were flying by the seat of our pants yesterday, but I've never seen it so busy ever. And quite frankly, we sold a lot of product yesterday. We've cleaned out a lot of our departments, and it's nice to see that the response was that good from the community. It's heartwarming to see all the posts on social media that were disappointed as well. It's heartwarming, but at the same time, it's almost bittersweet, I guess. Where we feel the most regret is we did have a very solid and faithful group of people in the community that supported us, and in a way we feel like we're letting them down, but it's unfortunately it became a reality that we had to face, and it's been something that's been a long time coming. It just took me this amount of time to pull the plug.
Just going off what you said at the end there, COVID-19 wasn't specifically the reason your store had to close. It was a big hurdle, but I know you've had to deal with other big hurdles as well, being the president of Campbell's. We've had the wildfire, the flood. I don't believe your place was flooded, but downtown was impacted. The downturn in the economy, we've had two of those in the last, seems like, 6 or 7 years. So was it just maybe a story of just too many hurdles to kind of overcome?
They all compounded to a point where we just couldn't maintain it anymore. And at this point, we just needed to see if we could exit gracefully. To continue on would have led to us to being probably insolvent and not being able to pay creditors and that sort of thing. So our hope is just to be able to break even at the end of the day or have less debt. Certainly we still have a lot of inventory left. We have a lot of old inventory, but everything lock, stock and barrel has to go. And it's just hard. This has been my entire life for 26 years, the entire time I've lived in Fort McMurray, and it's hard to let it go.
You've had this place for 26 years. It was up and running before you took over. I guess, how long has Campbell's Music been, a main staple of this community?
The corporation celebrated its 44th anniversary in May of this year. And, of course, we were planning a big 40th anniversary celebration on May the 17th of 2016, but it was difficult to do because we were all evacuated in the wildfire evacuation. But things, I guess, started to be a bit of a downturn for us with the expropriation of our building on Franklin Avenue. And there was a lot of conspiracy theories that came out of that, and it continued to spiral us down. So it just, we hung on as long as we could.
I'm curious, let's talk maybe a little bit about some of the positives. I know this is a very, upsetting time for you, understandably, but when you look back at your 26 years with this company, is there maybe a moment that, that you're really going to hold on to as, a really special moment as your time as president of Campbell's Music?
I don't know if I could separate just one special moment because there were just so many. We got involved with a lot of community events. I think over the years, the one we cherished the most, and one was we were one of the main sponsors of Interplay for every summer, and provided the sound on the outside stage. And we had the entertainment that we were able to provide, the stars and the entertainers from out of town that we were able to meet. We had a lot of really positive experiences, and we have a lot of staff that are still with us today that were part of that through all these years. And it really is like a little family. So to actually separate one out of all of them would be impossible, but it was really every day. This is a passion. It's a passion for myself, and it's a passion for everyone who is part of our team. And just being able to be part of it, in the schools, in the college, in the community as a whole, it was just. I mean, we were part of almost every social profit in town. You know, working with them and helping their goals and their causes with their PA system needs, and it was just. As things grew, and then as social media and the internet became a mainstay, the consumer started trending towards making the decision that they would prefer the convenience of shopping online. And I think that was probably one of the major downfalls of most of the retail businesses in Fort McMurray.
I'm curious if you think that there might be a gap in the music sector now that Campbell's is gone. Your business was quite unique to Wood Buffalo.
I think it's where the biggest gap. I mean, obviously, the retail portion with musical instrument purchases and sales and accessories, I don't know that there's going to be as big a gap. It's certainly not going to be as convenient, but because those options are still going to be available online, and that's where the majority of shoppers have been buying their product. I think where the gap is going to be is in the other services, the soft services, our service department, you know, we had technicians that worked on instruments and repaired instruments and repaired sound systems, provided those services, going out and running sound systems. And even just having a friendly face to talk to when you needed something in that industry, advice. It's the soft services, I think, is where the gap is going to be, because that won't be here. The next opportunity will be down in Edmonton.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, before I let you go, Mike, is there a date set, I guess, when, you know, is there a final date, or are you just going to be open for the next little bit, just trying to sell everything? Do you have a firm date set right now for when?
Yeah, our firm date, well, our final date of business is our year end, which is August the 31st. And as of that day, we'll be closing our doors.
All right. Well, Mike, is there anything else you'd like to add? Maybe we didn't have a chance to chat about.
You know, if there's anything I could add on this, Jaron, is that it's just to stress the importance of. I'm not the only person in this position at the moment in Wood Buffalo. We have a lot of retail businesses that have been suffering significantly since the economic downturn and then COVID hit. All I can say is please get out there and support all of your local businesses whenever you can, because without your support, they won't be able to remain in business.
Once again, that was Mike Allen, president of Campbell's Music, and the store is closing next month, so if you're looking for more information, make sure you head to the Mix News page. Now, that's all the time we have for today on Fort McMurray Matters, but make sure to tune into Mix 103.7 every weekday at noon to hear the interviews that matter to you and your community. Once again, I'm Jaron Vecchio, and this has been Fort McMurray Matters.
That's the end of another edition of Fort McMurray Matters.
Want a copy of this episode or any past episode?
Download the podcast at mix1037fm.com.